Nova Scotia's Emergency Management Office will be hosting a media briefing Friday afternoon, along with key partners, to provide update on Fiona preparations. It starts at 2:30 p.m. Participants include Matt Drover, Storm Lead, Nova Scotia Power; Bruce McDonald, Emergency Management Lead, Cape Breton Regional Municipality; Jason Mew, Director, Incident Management Division, Nova Scotia Emergency Management Office; Erica Fleck, Assistant Chief, Emergency Management, Halifax Regional Fire and Emergency; Incel Langille, Manager, Disaster Management and Training, Canadian Red Cross; Bob Robichaud, Warning Preparedness Meteorologist, Canadian Hurricane Center. Fiona is being described as a potentially significant and historical weather event for our province. Hurricane, rain and wind warnings are all in effect for the HERM. Halifax is expected to start feeling Fiona's impacts around dinner time Friday, with the height of the storm coming overnight and into early Saturday. Nova Scotians are being asked to charge devices and have enough supplies, like food, water and medications, to be self-sufficient for at least 72 hours, as prolonged power outages are expected. Don't forget to include pets in your preparation. Halifax Transit will be wrapping up service early on Friday, with bus, ferry and Access A bus service suspended from 8:30 p.m. until further notice. Four evacuation centers in HERM will open at 8 p.m. for those that want a safe place to ride out the storm. Canada Game Center, 26 Thomas Rattle Drive, Halifax; Acadia Center, 636 Sackville Drive, Lower Sackville; St. Margaret's Center, 12 Westwood Boulevard, Upper Tantallon; Muscadoboit Harbor Community Center, 7900 Highway 7, Muscadoboit Harbor. There are already several closures and cancellations. You'll be able to listen to live, local coverage of the storm starting at 6 a.m. Saturday on City News 95.7.